I made a mistake. I said that the Liberals the other day in Canada lost their minds. Hey, they don't have a mind. They're mindless. Sorry about that. Oh, sorry, I said it again. Don't apologize. It's a sign of weakness. Alarmist. An alarmist is kind of like a Liberal moving around. Let's talk about an alarmist. For example, Fort McMurray, Alberta, Canada, right? They've been beat up and mangled. Like, it's unbelievable what's been going on up there. They had a huge fire. It's not bad enough that the government hates you. They're after you. They're banging you in the head every day with a great big stick and creating all kinds of hardships, right? And then a fire comes, and the whole place is just about burned down. Like hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of buildings destroyed, lives destroyed, and it's all was caused from the bush around there. So that's all gone, the fire's over, and now they're trying to rebuild, okay? Have you got all that? What comes next, alarmist? Insurance companies now won't insure anybody in Fort McMurray. Really? They say, well, you had a big fire. Okay, but we had that already. That's gone, there's no more bush. You should insure more, and you should your premium should be less. But that's not how it works. Do you think Liberals own the insurance companies? Kinda, sorta. It's unbelievable what goes on. Common sense? Hey, I mean, good sense? That ain't common. It's bad. And you got all these people up there, they've been mangled and beat up and lives destroyed, as I've said. And now they can't even insure the houses that they're rebuilding. And the mortgage company is saying, hey, you have a mortgage, you have to have insurance. We can't get insurance. Why? Duh, there's no force left, and these guys are acting like that. It's very, very maddening. You know what? Everyone should be rushing up there for the business. Thanksgiving, I went out to, that's past now, in Canada. Thanksgiving coming up in America, and my family, my American family, will be coming over to my place for turkey, but in Canada. We went to our beach house on the Sunshine Coast on the ocean, and a friend of mine came over and we were golfing. And he said to me, let's bet X. It was a big number. I wouldn't even share it with you, it was so big. And whoever gets the ball the furthest wins. I won! Son of a gun, Nelson Scalabrine and me. Thanksgiving Day. Hey Nelson, get with it, get on the ball. Okay, Justin Trudeau. He's a unifier, right? Brings everyone together. That's what he says. He says, you know, one of the things that we're most focused on in 2015 when I first got elected, after years and years of government neglect that played regional politics, that would be the other party, pitting Canadians against Canadians, I wanted to bring Canadians together. My biggest regret is, here's one regret, he says, I think he should have more. He says, my one regret is, I wish that I could have pulled Canadians together more. I know how you could do that. Resign. I mean, get out of the way. Are you kidding me? What a thing to say. That's a typical Liberal thing. I mean, it makes no sense. I think he's dead from the neck up. I'd almost have to repeat that just to kind of get it. I mean, I didn't bring you together. Okay, there's 2.5 million legal gun owners. I want to take your guns away because you're bad people. I'm going to treat you like criminals. Boom, boom, boom. Ah, but I want to bring you together. Hey, all you other people up there in Fort McMurray, I'm going to take your life away. No more oil. Boom, boom, boom. All you other people, there'll be no pipeline. We're going to buy it anyway. And on goes the list. And I'm going to unify and bring you together. If he's a unifier, I'm an astronaut. He's an idiot. Don't say that about the prime mistake of the country. Okay. But he is, and I'm that I said that. Ladies and gentlemen, Air Canada used to say that, right? Air Canada has a motto, we're happy when you're not, right? And they used to say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. And now they're saying, not that. Now they're saying, to be more inclusive, hello everyone, or good evening everyone, because now you're no longer a him or her, you are a kind of everyone, right? They're gender friendly and so on. Air Canada is a stupid airline anyway. Air Canada is kind of a hoax. Let me give you the fast story on that. Years ago, Air Canada was nationalized, I think by the other Trudeau, the first communist that Canada had, nationalized, and then they went broke, and every time they would lose another $1 billion, whoever ran the company, all the Liberal people, would get several $1 million worth of raises. Making sense so far? Not so much. And then finally they said, we're out of taxpayers' money. This is crazy. We're poor now. We have a bankrupt airline. What do we do? Oh, we'll go public. So they went public, and that was where the Canadians got to buy back what they already owned, okay? And who owns Air Canada today? It's a public company. Is it? You know who really owns it? All the shares? The government. Teachers, unions, and all of the pension plans, they're the majority stockholders of Air Canada. And that's why, they are effectively an extension of the Liberal government. Now they're saying, hello, folks, happy day. Y'all come back here tomorrow. What are you going to do about that? How about get rid of the Liberal goose? That'll be good. See ya.